Headline: County removes abandoned overflowing Pentagon City trash cans. Arlington County has removed two apparently abandoned trash cans in Pentagon City. Earlier this week, a resident posted on social media scenes of overflowing trash cans near the intersection of 12th Street South and Essed Street, across the street from the Pentagon City Whole Foods. Headline: Crosswalk repainting on Langston Boulevard in East Falls Church slated to begin today. Unmarked or temporarily marked crosswalks along Langston Boulevard are slated to be painted today, Friday, weather permitting. The repainting activity comes nearly 2 months after the Virginia Department of Transportation paved Langston Boulevard from Washington Boulevard to N. Glebe Road, in East Falls Church, and from Military Road to N. Kenmore Street, in Cherrydale, according to a paving map. Headline: Two pickleball-loving locals wants the sport to take over Iceland. If conquering Arlington wasn't enough, pickleball is now headed to Iceland thanks to two locals. This past weekend, Arlington-based pickleball coaches Ruth Ellis and Helen White hosted a group of Icelandic tennis players at the Walter Reed Community Center to kickstart a collaboration between Arlington's pickleball community and Tennisallen, a tennis club in Kópavogur, Iceland. Headline: Photos, outrageous Halloween decorations on N. Jackson Street. The residents of N. Jackson Street in Ashton Heights have again outdone themselves. The street, which traditionally hosts some of the most elaborate Halloween decorations in Arlington, scaled back its festivities during the pandemic but does not seem to be holding back this year, with witches, pumpkins, skeletons and ghosts galore. Headline: Breaking, suspect arrested in week-long car vandalism spree. Arlington County Police have arrested a 37-year-old Maryland man after a week-long spree of vehicle vandalism. Police announced this afternoon that the suspect was arrested last night and found with a BB gun in his car. The arrest, which appears to have taken place at the 7-Eleven parking lot at 201 South Glebe Road, happened after police say they were able to identify a possible suspect vehicle. Dozens of cars were damaged, with windows shot out, during the spree that started last Thursday.